What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here, hour number two. We're going to take two more phone calls, and then it'll be time for the lovely Lady Claire and her unique perspective on the world. So let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Hey, by the way, I'm going to check with some of the people I used to work for at the prison here in Texas, see what they say about this. But I was suspicious of Epstein's either a murder or case. But anyway, I was I'm on my way home today. I was listening to the radio. Let me listen to a little main corporate radio talk. And I was listening to that fool, Sean Hannity. He had some guy calls himself a Dr. Oz or something like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, getting the whole establishment line, how you should wear a mask, how you should, social distance and lock yourself in. So, okay, nothing about the immune system, how it's affected. Nothing about wearing a mask is very detrimental. I was about to start wearing a mask until I start seeing some by really great doctors on the net, mostly like a Dr. Erickson, Dr. Buttar, people like that, who said, all you're doing with that mask is you're breathing in, you're supposed to breathe out carbon dioxide, and you're breathing it right back in. You're hurting the immune system, not to mention other diseases that might be coming in. It is harmful. I see these fools sometimes. I saw a woman driving with a mask on yesterday. I mean, how stupid can you be? The fact of the matter is, these things are harmful. They're not helping. They're not preventing any disease from coming out. And if anything, you're getting yourself more likely to be sick and compromise your immune system. The same thing as locking yourself in your house. All you're doing is you're staying away from sunlight, which is best disinfectant known to man, I think. You're just being played for a fool. These people want you sick. The same thing with, like you were saying before about these, what do you call it again? The machines you put to breathe.
The ventilators.
Ventilators, yeah. When you put yourself in a ventilator. I mean, that's almost a death sentence. And yet they're getting money to put people in ventilators. They're murdering people, Mike.
Yep.
And then, on top of that, these crooks are getting like $39,000 to declare somebody dead of a, CV death, you know?
Yes.
I mean, This is corruption to the highest degree, and it makes me really wonder, what are these people up to? Everything we suspect about the Gates and Fauci and all these clowns seems to be true. They don't want to help us. They don't want to make us better. They want to make us sick. They want to kill us. They want to sterilize us, and that's what it is. By the way, I hope you watch. I really did a couple of real good YouTube including one
Hello?
Today where I back. Hello, you there?
Yeah, it sounded like you dropped off for a second.
Oh, yeah. I made a couple of real, including one today. I attacked another radio show, by the way, on the net, Fault Lines, because they've totally compromised themselves. They banned me today from either calling or commenting on their comment lines, all right? And it's one guy that's out of control, the former Breitbart reporter by the name of Lee Stranahan.
Yes.
He's totally out of control. He wants to give the establishment line on CV. He's not, even his partner is taking him on that. He don't want to hear anything. And now, like I said, I got banned. I'm sure a lot of other people got banned. And they're not allowing certain guests that they used to have on. And I just wanted to let people know about that. But anyway, Mike, that's it. All right. Anyway, say hello to Lady Claire for me. Thank you.
Well, she's already listening right now, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to take one more phone call from Steve Elkins. Steve, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, your caller is correct about these masks. You are retaining some CO2, and CO2 is your driving force to breathing. And unless you're a COPD-er, that would be just the opposite. A low PO2 is your driving force to breathe. But you are retaining some CO2, no doubt about, with those masks. And it was interesting, last couple of days, I've noticed that the mask is going lower and lower. It's not on the nose anymore. It's actually just over the mouth. And sometimes it's used for a harness to hold up the turkey gobbler on some of these older people, but it is kind of funny. The mask is slowly making its way down, and soon, hopefully, it'll be coming off. But that's what I called in about. I called in because I was starting to think about what was on the radar and what's off the radar now prior to the COVID-19 virus, and that we were talking a lot about the lung damage from vaping. And I just kind of wondered how many of the youth that actually did pass away, if they actually were vapers, and that, of course, that would have underlying health problems there. That would be a lung impairment. So I would like to know, I wish somebody in the medical field, I don't see vapers. I really don't in the ICU hardly ever. I don't think I've seen one yet. They've never made it in. But the point being, that would be a underlying health history there, a lung impairment. So introduced into the COVID-19, well, they wouldn't probably do very well because they're already low oxygenated and lung impairment. So I was just kind of wondering about that. Another thing I was thinking about was the flu vaccine itself. There's some conflicting evidence there. I'm not sure where to go with this one on, but people were saying that if you've taken the flu vaccine, that you could get a false positive. We're seeing lots of false positives. My wife told me yesterday a whole bunch of false positives are coming in. So the testing is not perfected. There's a lot of money being made on the testing, but there is no reliability. There doesn't appear to be much reliability. I guess the question I'd have is, with the flu vaccine, how many people got the flu vaccine, still got the flu, and then shortly after were exposed to the COVID-19 virus, which means they were still fighting off the flu, tried to repair their body, but then were exposed now to the COVID-19. That makes a huge difference, if you think about it, because the regular flu takes quite a bit out of you, and then introduced into something new, well, you're not going to have very good success. So I think there's anybody working on their master's for their thesis, this might be something really good to research. The variables of this virus here and the deaths, the actual true number of deaths. I'm hoping it's all said and done, because we know the number's been padded so much, and I've always said the second wave was about padding it even more so to reach the flu numbers or surpass flu numbers, because then they can actually call it a pandemic. But I hope that somewhere down the line we'll break this down and find out the actual true numbers, because this thing has been padded and greatly exaggerated.
Well, I mean, it's classic epidemiology, but you're right. Getting accurate numbers is almost impossible. Everybody's going from models, which are basically computerized guesses. And, it may be years before we actually have reliable, accurate data. Anyway, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Steve Elkins. Steve, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, that was Steve.
Yes, that was Steve.
That was Steve. My mistake. Okay, we're going to close the phone lines until 4:30. And pardon me, that little faux pas there. So, Claire, what is your first story?
Well, I read this rather early this morning in Zero Hedge. It's another blog that I very much encourage our readers and listeners to look at. And the headline was, Pompeo demands countries block airspace to Iran's terrorist airlines after Venezuela deliveries. Apparently, the U.S. is again going on the offensive against Venezuela, and this time attempting to break the growing relationship between Iranian and Venezuelan mutual assistance between Tehran and Caracas. The so-called rogue states recently targeted for U.S.-imposed regime change are now helping each other fight coronavirus, as well as Washington-led sanctions. And specifically, Tehran has ramped up cargo deliveries related to getting Venezuela's derelict oil refineries fully operational. Now, Secretary of Mike Pompeo, in new statements, has called on the international allies, Mike, to block airspace, specifically for Iran's Mahan Air, currently under U.S. sanctions, and which has in recent days delivered cargoes of unknown support to the Venezuelan government, according to Pompeo's words. Now, last week, it was revealed that Venezuela received a huge boost in the form of oil refinery materials and chemicals to fix the catalytic cracking unit at the 310,000 barrels a day Cardón refinery, which is absolutely critical, Mike, to the nation's gas production.
Well, the cracking facility, that's the big tall tower with the pipes coming out of the side.
Right.
Where the raw petroleum is fed in, and it tends to stratify.
Right.
And so they pipe out different things like kerosene, jet fuel, and so forth at those different levels.
Right.
And at the very, very top of it is the natural gas,
right,
which is why they put the little flaming, you know, they burn off the excess methane at that point.
Right. And repair of that refinery was considered essential to domestic gas production, and the shortage of which has recently driven a lot of, excuse me, I'm so sorry.
There you go.
Okay. Driven unrest amid general food and fuel shortages, particularly in the rural areas. The sanctions against Venezuela that the U.S. has imposed have just, they've been life-altering.
Yes.
To an economy that was already kind of on its knees, if you will, and on the ropes. And I know that the current administration is hoping that what they're doing is going to be the coup d'etat. But we need to get a little further into the story. Apparently, Mahan Air is considered to have close ties to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corp, the IRGC, and its deliveries to Caracas are expected to continue. Now, Mike, when I read this article, the first thing that happened was I just had this emotional response and logical response. Well, holy crud, Pompeo is attempting to pull another Libya toward Iran and Venezuela. Now, we need to go back to 2011 and to the military intervention in, by the U.S. and NATO in Libya. And on 19 March 2011, a multi-state NATO-led coalition began a military intervention of Libya. Now, that was supposedly to implement UN Security Council Resolution 1973 in response to events during the Libyan Civil War. The UN's intent and voting was to have an immediate ceasefire in Libya, including an end to the current attacks against civilians, which it said might constitute crimes against humanity, and they imposed a ban on all flights in the country's airspace. What do we call that? A no-fly zone. Is any of this starting to sound familiar, guys out there listening and looking at the website? And it tightened sanctions on the Muammar Gaddafi regime and its supporters. Now, American and British naval forces fired over 110 Tomahawk cruise missiles, and whereas the French force and British Royal Force and Canadian Air Force undertook sorties across Libya and a naval blockade by coalition forces. French jets launched airstrikes against Libyan army tanks and vehicles. The intervention did not employ foreign ground troops. Now, the Libyan government response to the campaign was totally ineffectual, with Gaddafi's forces not managing to shoot down a single NATO plane, despite the country possessing 30 heavy SAM batteries, 17 medium SAM batteries, and 55 SAM. And by the way, that acronym is Surface
Air Missile.
Air Missile. Okay. A total of 450 launchers, including 130 to 152 K-12 Kub launchers, and some K-33 OSA launchers, and 440-600 short-range air defense guns. Now, the official name of the interventions by the coalition member are Operation Harmattan by France, Operation Elamy by the United Kingdom, Operation Mobile for the Canadians, and Operation Odyssey Dawn for the United States. Now, Italy didn't want to play along originally, but then offered to take a part in the operations on the condition that NATO took the leadership of the mission instead of individual countries, particularly France. Now, as this condition was met, Italy shared bases and intelligence with the Allies. What does all this mean in 2020?
It means Italy didn't want the United States getting all the goodies.
That's right. But I would also like to remind you of the very sober and thoroughly terrifying observation. Those who do not understand history are pretty much doomed to repeat it. And I'm afraid, Mike, this is what we're looking at. Libya lies in ruins today, and still suffers from the horrifically violent upheaval of a civil war which has raged across the country from this military intervention in 2011 well into today in April of 2020. May 2020. I'm behind by one day. Forgive me. So I have to ask, Mike, and I'd like your thoughts on this. Could NATO actually be talked into such a monstrous reality yet again?
Yes.
And could they be demanded slash cajoled by Pompeo in creating another no-fly zone coupled with a no-sail zone over Iran and the Persian Gulf, while OAS, which is the Organization of American States, is also cajoled or commanded to do the same thing to Venezuela?
Is this a trick question?
No. Okay. Now, one thing we have to remember. Venezuela left the OAS in April of last year because they said that President Trump was actually running over member states. And unfortunately, I'm afraid
he's right.
He was right.
Yep.
And Mike, I'd like your thoughts on how Russia is going to react if such a thing happens, because Russia has told Iran right out there in public summer of last year that if Iran is hit, Iran will not be alone. Your thoughts?
Well, you said it exactly. Yeah. If the U.S. attacks Iran, mm-hmm. Russia's going to come into Iran's side. Mm-hmm. They'll probably play the same game that works so well in Syria, which is a war of attrition.
Yeah.
Because that's what cost us Vietnam. It simply dragged on too long. Mm-hmm. That's what's cost us Afghanistan.
Yep.
It's simply dragged on too long, and the people get tired of it.
Yeah.
And Russia openly stated that if this came to a battle over the Mideast, that was going to be their strategy. They weren't going to go force on force and try and destroy the American Army and Air Force. Mm-hmm. They were simply going to grind them down slowly from the edges in a war of attrition.
So, folks, I think we are about to be introduced to an alleged new axis of evil. Now, I would encourage everyone to examine those claims very logically before you jump on the bandwagon here and say, heck yes, let's go to war with Venezuela and Iran. They are colluding like twin halves of an evil empire. Now, Venezuela may not be very useful in a long-term geopolitical firefight, but Iran is. And as you said, Russia's strategy would be to attempt to make any potential U.S. invasion of Iran another Vietnam. And the longer I live, the more I understand that both the U.S. government and the military in this country have a very hard, almost pathologically difficult time of learning from when they mess up. Intelligent countries, intelligent militaries learn from when they mess up, and they try very hard not to do the same thing over and over again. And I would like to hope that some adults in the room in our military are talking to President Trump, talking turkey to him, and saying, I would not advise this route to go were I you, Mr. President. Very respectfully, we have a lot of very excellent people, seasoned people in our military, especially the high command. And I am hoping and praying that people in these positions are going to counsel President Trump against this, because, Mike, we're looking at an oncoming disaster. And that's not going to save Trump the election in any way, shape, or form.
No, if he goes to war before the election, that's going to work against him.
Yeah. You know, I wish I could see this as otherwise, but 20 and 21st century U.S. history and logic forbid me from seeing what I see as the facts on the ground in any other than this way.
Okay, well, I absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that based on what happened in Afghanistan, 18-year war, that we're clearly losing.
Yeah.
Syria, which we clearly are
lost.
Losing.
Yeah.
Iraq, which we haven't exactly won.
No.
But unfortunately, the thinking in Washington, D.C. is we've gone far too great a distance down the path.
Mm-hmm.
We can't simply turn around and return to status quo ante.
And the thing that most people don't know when we talk about the winner in Iraq was actually China.
Yes.
China last fall inked development deals which enabled the Chinese government to come in and develop the oil, also develop the infrastructure that's been bombed back to the Stone Age.
And, of course, that was a big part of how the U.S. expected to make money off the Iraq War. We're going to go in, bomb your country, then you hire us to build it back up again. We got to take a break for commercials.
Mm-hmm.
We will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Welcome back to our show here, and a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network and WhatReallyHappened.com are in a perpetual fundraising frenzy. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. And now back to the Lady Claire.
Yes, apparently the yuan crashed after Trump weighed blocking retirement fund access to Canadian stocks as war.
We're going to get mail from the Canadians on that
I am sorry. As the war of words escalates.
I could make the words bigger.
No, thank you. Apparently, having tumbled yesterday on the first set of headlines reporting on Trump administration's plan to seek COVID reparations.
Good luck.
Mike, how in the world does President Trump and his administration think that's going to happen?
They're going to go to court. They're going to get a court decision that says, yes, China owes us all this money. Go and get it.
Are we going to go and get it?
Well,
I mean, this is insane.
We probably won't. I mean, look at all the court decisions saying that Iran was responsible for 9/11.
Yeah.
And no other country on earth is going to enforce seizure of their funds.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, apparently there have been accusations of Chinese meddling in the U.S. election. Obviously,
the Russians are off the hook.
Yeah.
Putin, you can sleep soundly tonight.
Oh, I think the gentleman does sleep soundly of exhaustion most of the time. And apparently, the yuan was dramatically lower in this evening's illiquid session, which sees most of Asia closed for May Day, after Bloomberg reported that Trump is exploring blocking government retirement funds from investing in Chinese equities, considering it a national security risk. Mike, your thoughts on this? Hello.
Well, this is just another way of poking China in the eye, along with those repeated incursions into the South China Sea.
Yep.
And you sort of have this question for collective Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Do you really think, considering how things are going in Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq, do you really think you're ready to take on the entire rest of the planet?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're out there making stink face now at Iran, at Venezuela, at China, at Russia, and especially those last two. We do not want to mess with them.
No.
Because even if we win, we lose. It will be a pyrrhic victory.
Yes. Pyrrhic victory indeed. And I would like to add a little note, if anyone from the President Trump administration is listening or listening to the rebroadcasting, I volunteer to the Trump administration to be the director of their Department of Peace at $1 a month. And you know what I will do? I will show this administration ways to get where they want to without firing a shot.
Well, where's the fun in that?
It's not a question of fun.
Why do you think I'm in government service? I'm here to have fun. I'm here to have wild parties. I'm here to grab the undergarments of my staff workers.
Oh, look, I have a great deal of respect for our military, and I do not want to see one more American military put into harm's way because of bad decisions and bad decision makers in the civilian part of this government. I don't want to see it anymore at all.
Well, unfortunately, the attitude of the higher-ups is best expressed by Henry Kissinger, who said military men are just dumb, stupid pawns to be used, for foreign policy. And that's his attitude. Just, you know, they're there to be used and thrown away.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, I remember when Donald Rumsfeld was complaining that too many American soldiers were surviving their battlefield injuries.
That son of a
and
biped?
That spreadsheet was out there saying, you know, we can afford this war if this many people, you know, this percentage of wounded people die before they get to Ramstein.
And don't get care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, completely inhumane to people who have pledged their lives to this country. I have a real hard time with that, Mike.
I do too, but that is in fact what came down.
Okay, yeah. But I would like to hope that if anyone from the Trump administration or any of their minions are listening, I'm available, I'm easy to find. I'll do this. $1 a month, guys. Let's move in a different direction. So many Americans are so ready for this.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. The World Health Organization
Is cutting 80% of humanitarian aid to war-torn Yemen right at the moment when COVID-19 is emerging.
It's all about the timing.
Oh, man. They're going to impose drastic cuts in humanitarian aid in Yemen this week, and it's a move that follows Trump administration's slashing of funds for Global Health Agency.
So we get tit for tat.
Oh, man. She said, WHO is expected to suspend about 80% of its funding for Yemen's hospitals, primary health care, and other health care needs. And, Mike, I've got four words for this move. Genocide 3. Genocide writ large.
Actually, I have one word. Petty.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you know, Donald Trump punishing WHO because of WHO's supposed bias toward China. And WHO has to make up the shortfall someplace, so they go after Yemen, not realizing that actually helps Trump's agenda. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines at this point, and we'll be back after these few commercials.
Yes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call now from Ray in Indiana. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah. Well, the governor is in the process of reopening, so it, I was all prepared to go protest tomorrow, but since he made the announcement, did you get my picture I sent from protest costume last week?
Yes, I did.
it was a big hit. Yeah. Everybody seemed to like it. I was trying to do something a little lighthearted, but make people think. I wasn't out there trying to piss anybody off. So, I just wanted to check in with you and see, so have you had a chance to go over any of the governor's speech?
Not in detail. We were listening to it on the radio a little bit earlier. I mean, we got the fact that we can now have mass gatherings of up to 25 people. The shelter-in-place order is rescinded, but the wearing of masks is now required if you go into a place where social distancing is impossible.
Right. But it looks like the restaurants will be up 50% for Mother's Day, which is a big hit for everybody. I know several restaurant owners, and they were worried about losing Mother's Day because they lost Easter. Easter was a big day, and they lost that. So I hadn't had a chance to talk to them yet. Like I said, it just happened today. But I think they'll be happy with that, and hopefully we'll be all 100% by July 4th is what he's saying. So I'll give him a little credit. He did it in steps, and he's making a step in the right direction. I wish it could go a little faster, but we'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again, and thanks for your time. You have a great show. Keep it up. Take care. And
all
you
right.
too, Claire. Good seeing you.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for the phone call, and we're going to go back to Claire, and you have a story ready to go.
Oh, I do. Apparently, China's Belt and Road partners are begging Beijing for bilateral buyouts, and apparently, China's partners are cash
bailouts.
I'm sorry, on their Belt and Road initiative. It's a global development project, and these people have been begging Beijing for debt relief amid the coronavirus pandemic. According to the Financial Times and according to Chinese policy advisors, the Xi regime is considering several options, including suspending interest in payments on loans from the country's financial institutions. However, outright, they're not forgiving the debts. Now, Mike, my observation on this, this isn't just a bump in the road. It may become the mother of all potholes. What do you think?
It could very well be. But,
yeah.
You know, when you mount a project of that scale, keeping it to the original estimated cost is always very difficult. I mean, Panama Canal is a good example of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so China wants this Belt and Road.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're financing it, but the other nations involved in the partnership, it is costing them a lot, and the debt is piling up.
Mm-hmm.
And just like ordinary people, this coronavirus shutdown, the debt keeps accruing, even if you're not working on it and paying on it. It just
mm-hmm.
keeps growing and growing and growing, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, it sort of has its own appetite that just cannot be quelled, you know.
Yep.
Just cannot be quelled. There is another very interesting aspect to Cuba's science and medical community. Now, I don't know how many of you know this, but we know a gentleman who we've met, George. And George was on the police in Canada and wound up having to have some rotator cuff shoulders and some hip replacements. And guess where Canada sends their police to have this done? Cuba.
Yep.
Because they do such a brilliant job of it.
George, next time you go, bring me back some cigars.
Yes, yes. And take care and be safe. Now, what Cuba has done has been to develop what is called interferon. Now, the Cuban biotech industry has offered its own tool to fight the coronavirus disease. Dr. Manuel de Monta, who is one of the founding fathers of Cuba's biotech, has explained how the island nation has mastered itself in producing interferon, which is a drug chosen by a number of countries to treat COVID-19. And amid the media buzz about hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yes, I will never say this correctly. Sorry.
Say it three times fast.
Hydroxychloroquine,
hydroxychloroquine, hydroxychloroquine.
I can't. Okay. Thank you, dear. Which is an anti-malarial drug lauded by Donald Trump as a potential cure. Recombinant interferon remains neglected despite being one of the medicines that's been proven effective in curbing the Chinese pandemic. Mike, why is that?
Well, because interferon's been around for a while,
yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't know who owns the patent on it.
Yep.
But obviously companies that don't own the patent on it don't want it used as a treatment for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
They want to come up with something brand new,
yeah.
patentable, to give them market exclusivity so they can charge whatever they feel like charging for a treatment.
Yeah.
You know, past a certain point, drugs are allowed to be made generic.
Yes.
And at that point, the profit drops on them.
Oh, yeah.
So the race is
yeah.
on not to find a cure for COVID-19, mm-hmm. but to find a brand new cure for COVID-19 that is patentable,
mm-hmm.
and then bribe the corporate media
yeah.
establishment to say, this is what you need. Don't go with quinine. Don't go with hydroxychloroquine. Don't
mm-hmm.
go with this other stuff here. You know, this is the only one. Anytime you see a story on the TV news that says, you know, this thing is bad and ineffective, but there's a new improved one that's
mm-hmm. Yeah.
going to work for you, they're being paid by the people who make the new and improved one.
Yeah. And when you're going to be treated for something, once you get a diagnosis, it's not a bad thing to ask, what are the older drugs that are being used to treat this right now that have a track record of being safe and effective? I think that's something we all need to do. Moving over to the UN, Russia is opposing a U.S. bid to extend the Iran arms embargo. Now, they're pushing to extend it past the time it's supposed to extend, and 90% of members of the House have sent a letter backing the idea and encouraging the administration to seek the extension diplomatically at the UN, courting all allies and like-minded partners. Do we have one on this issue, Mike? That's
well, no,
unfair.
We really don't. And both Russia and China have come on back and said that, you know, why are you even talking about this? You pulled out of the Iran nuclear treaty.
Yeah.
And the United States has now taken the incredibly bizarre position that they are still part of the treaty, even though Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew from it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you know, that they have something to say about extending the arms embargo past October.
You know, it's insane because Russia is believed to be planning to sell defensive arms to Iran once the expiration is in effect. And Russia has says that they has said that they've communicated their position to the U.S. a while ago, and a Russian veto would preclude any resolution to extend the embargo.
Oh, gosh darn those Russians. They never let us have any fun.
I know. Doggone it. Apparently, the U.N. sanctions end Monday, 23 October. Now, that would give the United States precisely 11 days to, quote unquote, do something to prevent Iran from getting weapons from any other country before the election, which is our election, which is Tuesday, the 3rd of May, of November.
Yeah, this
so,
is May.
Yes, I know. If something is going to happen here, my bet, and Mike, I need your thoughts on this, would be that it's going to be long before October.
Well, again, the formal embargo ends in October. Anything that happens before that, the U.S. is going to scream bloody murder and say you're in violation of the embargo, you're in violation of the treaty, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's going to be about 11 days. But I'll tell you right now, especially that close to the election, if the U.S. starts another war someplace, it's going to work against all the incumbents, not just Donald Trump.
I agree.
We're sick and tired of war.
Yeah.
We've had enough.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bring our kids home.
Yeah. I mean, there are some kids who
alive.
Are, yes. I would say 19 years old, they've never known a time when America hasn't been at war with someone, in fact, several countries.
Actually, I'm coming up on being 68, and I don't remember a time when the U.S. wasn't at war with somebody.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
It's a little depressing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Moving over to the EU, you're on your own. Apparently, Dutch PM Rutte says there should be no COVID-19 bailout for Italy and Spain. Now, apparently, the top management in the EU is attempting to agree on a COVID-19 rescue package for the worst affected member states, including Italy and Spain. But apparently, Dutch PM Mark Rutte publicly reaffirmed his view on the matter to a concerned voter. No. Rutte was approached on Wednesday by a worker at a waste collection plant who implored, please, do not give the Italians and Spanish the money. And Rutte complied, saying, no, responding in a comment captured by news cameras, adding that he would take note of the request, all the while offering thumbs up to the workers. Now, Mike, forgive me, but if the EU is going to hold itself harmless and indemnify itself against any financial aid for members who have been horribly affected by COVID-19. Can anyone please tell me what the advantage is for a European country to be part of the EU?
Well,
I mean,
those
that's
are two
head scratcher.
There are two different issues at work there. First of all, most of the European countries are starting to say, no, there's no advantage to being part of the EU. In fact, it's more downside than upside. But the reason Italy and Spain are being singled out is because they are seen as having mishandled the coronavirus crisis and made a lot of mistakes. And so that's why people are saying we shouldn't be paying them because they handled it poorly.
Yeah. But where was the EU leadership when all of this was happening? It was nowhere.
Well, no, the EU was issuing all kinds of dictums and guidances for COVID-19, most of which were viewed as possibly making matters worse rather than better.
Yeah.
And so here's where the friction that is already building between the EU member states and Brussels is starting to show itself because the member states were saying, this is our matter. Mm-hmm. We're going to take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all pulling at the leash. And we're already hearing that Italy may be the next one to leave the EU.
Italics it.
Yes.
Okay. Apparently, now we have, incontrovertible evidence that the FBI lied, hid evidence, covered up state of disorder. Now, notorious for failing in its duty to thwart terrorist attacks, the FBI is under fire again, this time from a bipartisan group of U.S. senators who want the beleaguered law enforcement agency investigated for major abnormalities involving evidence in a terrorist case. Known for its corrupt method of operation, the FBI is evidence critical to a pending Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, just a lawsuit brought about by families of 9/11 victims. 2 years ago, FBI received a civil subpoena in the case, and the lawmakers believe the agency has committed numerous violations and may be trying to conceal that its investigative files are in a state of disorder. Gee.
FBI, fools, yes. Bumblers, and idiots.
Oh, Lord. Now, Mike, when I'm looking at this, I'm appalled, but I'm not shocked. But for the current iteration of the FBI, such horrific, ethicless behavior has become absolutely the new normal.
Well, it's nothing new about that. Does the name Randy Weaver ring a bell?
Oh, very much.
Okay. Or
yes.
Waco, Texas. Or COINTELPRO.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or James Earl Ray.
Oh, Lord.
Or Leonard Peltier.
Yes.
Okay.
All the way back.
All the way back. This is what the FBI does.
Yeah.
And to those of us who studied the FBI, mm-hmm. there's nothing surprising about either this mm-hmm. case or the Michael Flynn case.
Yep.
This is what the FBI does mm-hmm. and how they've operated throughout the years.
Yep.
They're not the heroes made out on TV. They go to great lengths to have themselves mm-hmm. portrayed as heroic on films and TV. In fact, in the FBI story mm-hmm. starring, who was it? Jimmy Stewart.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Good old Brigadier Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
J. Edgar Hoover was actually on the movie set mm-hmm. telling the director how to direct mm-hmm. the movie.
Yeah. I remember what they did to Jean Seberg.
Oh, yes. They drove her to suicide.
Oh.
Absolutely.
And she had been very supportive of the original Black Panthers, who were simply trying to get control back of their schools, make sure kids were able to eat. You know, I don't see anything wrong with that, frankly.
Well, she wasn't so much a supporter of the Black Panthers themselves as uh-huh. she was a supporter of civil rights.
Yes. Okay.
At a time when the White House definitely wanted the blacks kept subordinate.
Mm-hmm.
And so they planted a phony story in a gossip column that Jean Seberg was pregnant by one of the Black Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pregnant, but by her husband, who was a French diplomat.
And they lost the baby.
They lost the baby. Yeah. The shock was so great, Jean suffered a miscarriage. They held a funeral for the baby in open caskets. So everybody could see that, this was a white baby.
Mm-hmm.
There was no black in there. And Jean Seberg eventually committed suicide. Now, because her husband was a French diplomat and threatened to make this an international incident, for once in many, many, many years, mm-hmm. the FBI actually came on out and they looked at the ground and they shuffled their feet and they said, well, yeah.
We lied.
We did it. Yep. You know, we drove her to suicide. We're sorry. And we promise we won't do it anymore. And then proceeded to break that promise.
As always.
As always.
Oh, and there was an interesting little tidbit here. Illinois' billionaire governor dodges question about his wife leaving town to see out corona pandemic on their $12.1 million equine estate in Florida as he extends stay-at-home order to May 30th. Now, you've got to admire the brass of this guy.
Yeah.
Okay? A billionaire governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, dodged a question about the whereabouts of his wife during a press conference on Wednesday after it was reported that she left the state to ride out the stay-at-home from their $12.1 million Florida equine estate.
Emphasis on the ride.
Yes, yes. And Governor Pritzker refused to answer questions, stating his family should not be brought into politics, slamming the story as reprehensible, despite his wife, M.K. Pritzker, having an office in the Illinois Capitol and being a full-time staffer. In contrast, answering the question immediately after about businesses in the state disobeying the stay-at-home order, Pritzker warned that there were many ways they could be punished for opening too soon. Now, the report was that the First Lady had left the state, and it came after the governors extended all Illinois stay-at-home order through May 30th and faced several legal challenges for doing so. Now, the second This is the second longest stay-at-home order in the United States. And the moneyed, when creating edicts for the rest of us, the little people, sincerely believe they are totally above the law on anything they might create.
Yes, absolutely.
And the, I haven't seen a better example of this than the pure crust, you know, the absolute, just, well, you've got to obey the law. My wife doesn't have to.
Yes.
She's my wife, and we have money.
The law's for you little people.
Yes.
The ones with less than $1 million a year in income.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take our final commercial break here, and we'll be back with the last segment of our Pow Hana Friday show after these few words.
Okay.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here and our last show for this last segment for Pow Hana Friday. Claire, you have one more story for us, I believe.
Yes. And the more I'm observing Joe Biden on the campaign trail, the scarier I get about the paucity of choice that Americans have going into the November election. And it was titled, That's the Spirit? Biden says he's just a transitional candidate to put the Mayor Pete's of the world in office.
He's now, a tranny? That shouldn't matter.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Biden said he will serve as a transitional candidate in the 2020 race, arguing his primary role is to funnel new voices and ideas into government rather than government himself. And
rather than govern himself.
Himself, yes. He said, I view myself as a transition candidate, Biden said during a virtual fundraising event on Thursday, adding, my job is to bring the Mayor Pete's of the world into this administration. And even when they don't come in, their ideas come into this administration. Mr. Vice President, a thought, please.
Well, no, what he's saying is it doesn't matter if I'm demented and incompetent.
Yeah. If voters didn't vote for Mayor Pete in the primaries but supported you instead, don't you understand that perhaps people in these Democratic primaries voted for your ideas over those of Mayor Pete and folks?
It doesn't matter anymore. You can't remember his ideas.
Good Lord. If this is
they let him hide his own Easter eggs this last Easter.
No. If this is the level of befuddlement Biden is demonstrating in May, heaven help the DNC when he gets into the home stretch in November. And right on target, we have the following article from Drudge.com. And this is from The Hill. As Biden struggles, Hillary waits for the call by Liz Peek.
Oh, I hate being right all the time.
Doesn't it sort of feel awful like you've got the curse of Cassandra on you?
Yes.
You know. So as Biden struggles, Hillary waits for the call. And the view, okay, now let me get down here. And apparently what she is looking for, we think,
is the vice presidential
is the vice presidential nod. Now, Mike, how soon, if Biden does win the election, do you think that they're going to have to replace him with the 25th Amendment? And that's never happened before, has it, in the history of American politics?
I don't believe it has.
No.
I think the reason there was a 25th Amendment is it was thought it might be necessary.
Yeah.
I think it came around the time of FDR when he was in his final term before he died.
Right.
And they were very concerned because he was so sick that Eleanor was actually running the country.
Okay.
Which was cool because Eleanor had a lot of really great ideas.
Yes, she did.
And, yeah, I imagine it would be a matter of only a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Hillary steps into the presidency, I think it's somebody argued with me that this is not the case. But my understanding is that if she inherits the presidency in the first 2 years of the first term, she can only run for one other term. If she steps into the presidency in the second 2 years of the first term, she can run for two more. There's the music time for us to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. I can't tell you how important it is that we stay on the air right now. Have a really great weekend. Congratulations to those of you being allowed out of your houses. We'll see you Monday. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.